We need to say welcome back to Riding Along the Waves, remember?
Right. Welcome back to Riding Along the Waves.
Nice. That was really good.
Yeah, thank you.
We need to get these dogs settled.
I'm going to go back to looking at wet, dry mops.
I thought you were going to say something else when you just said that. Why are you looking at wet, dry mops? We just got a brand new wet, dry mop.
I know. I love it. I was checking it out. I was running it just now. A little vacuum, a little wet, dry mop.
Is that what you were doing out there?
Yeah, just touching up a few.
When I said, I'll be ready in 2 minutes and you said, be right there, you decided to get the wet mop out.
Was it like 20 minutes later I came in?
I don't know. I was texting Kim.
Oh. But yeah. And then I was like, oh, I need a new like mop part of it. Like a
I want to rename the podcast to Cleaning with Ethan.
Hoover with Ethan.
Didn't someone used to call you Hoover?
I think my mom did back in the day as a joke.
Why'd she call you Hoover?
Because I think I put hickeys on someone. Or no, a girlfriend put hickeys on me, so they called the girlfriend Hoover.
God, that's so mean.
That was like 30 years ago. Crazy.
Yeah, that's what I think of when I think of Hoover, is some girl just...
Hickeys.
Man, that's scary. Did your family have a nickname for me when they met me?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, good. It was intimidating meeting them, like three older, and I love all of them dearly, but like three older sisters going in.
Lots of ladies.
That's why whenever people ask online, sometimes they're like, what is it? Like, why was your husband brought up the way he is? Like, why is he so into cleaning and respectful and all these things? And I'm like, it's because he had three older sisters and a great mom. So you understand women at our core.
Yeah, of course I do. It's my talent. It's my, as Danny says, it's my superpower.
Was that your, Danny, what would Danny choose? Was that your like talent in the fifth grade? You went up on stage and you were like, and for my talent, I'm going to understand.
I'm going to paint my fingernails and toenails.
Yeah, which you do now and you're great at it.
Well, let's recap the week. You start.
What? Why do you put that pressure on me?
I'm working on asking you more questions.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, though that wasn't a question, that was a demand.
Why don't you take the opportunity, if you would like, to recap the week?
I think we had a really good week, although I've been slightly depressed all week. But our kids and like family, I think, was a really good week. I've been in a weird funk this week, but I think it's because I'm sleeping at night. Like I'm being dead serious right now. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just making eye contact.
Because we're sleeping. Sleep has been better and we're not going to spend 30 minutes talking about sleep, but I think it's making me more tired because I'm not used to like getting into a deep sleep, you know? And so now that we have been, and I'll probably get used to it right in time for her to stop sleeping again, you know?
Oh no, she's going to sleep. She's good. We're over the hump.
Oh my God.
Last episode you said we couldn't say it.
Ethan, I can't believe you just said that.
I think you got to be optimistic and positive. I don't think it's like, not karma. What's the other thing?
Superstition.
Baby, I'm looking at it just to make sure it doesn't stop recording.
No, you're not. You're staring at yourself. Are you flexing your guns too?
Yeah. Well, staring at you is weird.
You can look at the camera too. We need to practice looking at the camera because I'm trying to like cut clips.
Oh, you tell me not to look at the camera.
You got to do both.
Every time we do a video, you're like, stop looking at the camera.
That's different. That's like a TikTok.
I can look at the camera.
Okay. But then when you're talking to me, you got to look at me too.
It's a lot of effort.
It's like we're having a conversation and then it's like, you know.
You know.
Yeah. Anyways, I think we had a good week. I just need to find a little more, I think, like structure to my days or something, because I've been a little in a funk this week.
You've been a little crazy this week, I think. What do you think?
I'm sorry?
A little crazy.
I've been crazy?
I think so.
Why?
I don't know. Just been like...
No. Go
just,
ahead.
Just
go
a little elaborate. On edge. Remember like 3 days ago, like you made me sit down on the entryway chair and you just like pointed your finger at me as you stood above me and like scolded me. And like, I don't even know what it's about, but it was like definitely like 8:30 in the morning after you dropped the kids off. And I'm like, I'm just trying to get to work.
Do you want to know what that was
you're
about?
Like, you're like, you sit down. And like, you're just like literally at one point your finger was like two inches from my face. And I'm like, hey.
You weren't listening to me. And it's not fair when we start... an argument that you start. Oh,
it was a discussion.
And then you walk away when we're not done. Like, that's not fair. And because then you're like, oh, I didn't know we were going to fight. And it's like, you fucking started this. Do you want to know what that fight was?
No.
We were talking about money.
Oh, money.
And we have, no one asked us this, but we have separate accounts only because we just brought them into the marriage from before we were married. But we swap money back and forth like it's all the same money, right?
Yeah.
Like my money is your money. Sometimes we pay credit cards out of my account. Sometimes we pay them out of his account. So they're basically like our names are on both of them, but we call them my account and his account just because they're from before we were married, right?
Yeah.
And we were talking, unfortunately, we have to pay more money than I'm happy with to, but we're excited to redo our sprinkler system.
Yeah, half of it.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get into like details, but we have to redo the entire front irrigation system in our front yard, which is insanely expensive. And so Ethan goes, because we have this other HVAC bill we have to pay. So Ethan goes, I'm going to pay for the HVAC out of my account. Can you pay for the sprinklers out of your account? And then I go, whoa, we're paying for the sprinklers out of my account. And Ethan goes, hey, that's our account. Like, you set it up, my account, your account. And then when I said my account, you're like, hey, that's our account, Annalie.
Well, I think you were like, I got to pay it up my account. Like, you definitely put a my account on it. And I was like,
because I was just surprised. Yeah, that was a fight that we had this week.
Yeah, you just scolded me for 10 minutes.
I did not scold you. I didn't scold you. It's infuriating to me. And I know any wives listening out there agree. When you say something snarky and you start it and then I respond in a snarky way because I'm human and then you go, whoa, and you try to walk away. It's like, that's gaslighting.
That's a term people just made up. It's like gaslighting.
Don't gaslight me about gaslighting me.
I don't gaslight. I don't clickbait. I don't know all these terms. I don't agree with them. They're not in the Webster dictionary, so they're not official terms to me.
You are literally gaslighting me about being gaslit. Like, anyways, I think the girls were great this week.
They were good.
I've just been, I think, like, since we work from home all the time, I know you go into the office twice a week, but since I work from home, I feel like I'm like going a little
crazy.
Yeah, like during the day.
Do you want to come to the office with me?
Can I?
Yeah, you can work in my office.
Wait, can I really?
Why would you not be able to?
Because I don't work for your company.
Yeah, but other people that don't work for a company come in sometimes.
Like clients.
No.
Or contractors.
No, other people's like significant others.
You're such kids. A liar.
I'm not a liar.
Why would a significant other go to the office?
Because they need some place to work for a couple hours in between going from A to B. A to C, they need a B. They're going from A to C and they need a B.
Yeah, okay. That's great. I would love to do that one time just so I can come and say hi to everyone. But if I start doing that twice a week, and I'm like, do you guys, can I take this chair? Do you guys have any extra monitors?
Oh, we got tons of extra space.
Oh,
I got
to text Ronnie back. Don't let me forget.
Okay.
I texted him last night.
Did he text you back?
Yeah. He texted me this morning. I was like, I texted him and I was like, yeah, I'm getting pretty good at swinging the clubs.
Gonna
give Ethan a run for his money one day.
But okay. Nice. So what's going on with this Taylor Swift thing?
Oh.
And Kim and...
Yeah, so Kim texted me. Kim is like the queen of planning events, right? She's all like, she always texts. She's like, this is happening. Like, she texted us 2 nights ago. Clock was like, hey, can you guys go to this? It wasn't 5 o'clock. It was earlier, but I didn't have my phone on me. And then.
Is that news to me? Did you tell me that?
Yeah, because you were sick. And she was like, hey, can you guys come to this concert? And I was like, well, Ethan's sick and we don't have childcare.
Remember to give let me give a 10 minute update on my sickness after this. Go on.
Do you want to just go now? Get it over with?
I'm better.
You are better. Thank God. I feel like you can only be sick when you are a partner with kids. I'll give you 2 days. And I know that that's not fair biologically speaking when your body doesn't do that. But I can't. On day three, I'm like, I
agree.
I don't care.
I agree. It's like, get your shit together.
Yeah. And
you got 2 days to be sick. All right. You get it?
You do. And you literally this morning, was today Friday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Last night I was like, Ethan, I need you to get up with the kids in the morning.
Well, I took them last night too. I took the heavy lifting last night.
It's like an hour.
No, like 3 hours.
2 hours.
We'll meet in the middle too.
Anyways, yeah, you were down for like almost a week.
Yeah, I'm like 80% better. Okay, moving on.
Okay, yeah, so anyways.
Mental strength.
So if it was mental strength, you would have been back in the game 3 days ago.
That's true. I'm weak.
Yeah, you weren't interested in...
Yeah.
You weren't interested in doing anything.
I was pretty good at coughing.
Yeah, I mean...
Not breathing.
I wore some low-cut shirts around the house and snoring. I couldn't even get two glances. You were just in your brain, you know?
All right, go on. Go on about T-Swift, baby.
So there is a kids Taylor Swift concert tomorrow. And Kim texted me forever ago asking if we wanted to go. And our girls love Taylor Swift. So I was like, yes, that's so fun. It's at the Bluebird.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, shake it off.
Or at the...
No.
Yes.
Okay, go on.
Do you want to try to do see if we can do the whole podcast in Taylor Swift lyrics?
No, because I would fail miserably.
Yeah, it's all too well. Okay. anyways.
Lavender Fields, I get it.
Lavender Haze.
Oh.
It's okay. I know you love Purple Taylor
Haze.
Swift.
Purple Haze, baby.
Purple Rain.
Purple Rain.
Anyways, it's like a kids concert. It's this theater group that puts it on. It's at 11:30.
Do all kids sing?
No. I think they have like a band doing the songs.
11:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keeps going. We should go. I have tickets.
So what do we do with gymnastics?
Not go.
What about gym?
We can go to the gym and then go.
That's all that matters to me, baby.
We could go to the gym and then that way we can have like a lazier morning.
Okay. Okay. Where is it at? Bluebird?
I think it's at the Bluebird or the Gothic. I think they'd be so cute. We could like dress them up. See if we have any like little friendship bracelets for
them.
We
can't even get them dressed for school within an hour. Now we're going to get them Taylor Swift themed out.
I know.
All right, let's do it. Gymnastics can wait. We'll give them the choice.
I know, although I was really excited.
The power to choose, as Danny says.
I know, but if they choose gymnastics, I'm going to the Taylor Swift concert.
I'll take them to gymnastics, yeah.
So I can go and be the only adult.
Kim has two kids. Claim one as your own.
She has one kid.
Oh, one kid. Sorry, Kim.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's plan on that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry to throw that on you. I know you weren't prepared. So.
But way better than gymnastics.
Although I did make a new mom friend at gymnastics though.
Yeah.
And I was really looking forward to seeing her.
What's her name?
Ashley.
Did you get her digits?
We are DMing on Instagram.
867-5309.
Yes. My DMs on Instagram get like annoyingly buried, so I do need to get her number. Not like I'm a better texter. I'm still a terrible texter. But
yeah, you haven't even responded to my DM yet.
Did you slide in my DMs?
I did.
Hey, baby.
What you wearing?
Yeah. No, okay, so you don't even have an Instagram account, do you?
Oh, I had one. I think you set me up one many years ago.
I think I did.
Or either Instagram or TikTok. You set me up one or the other.
Were you able to look at that Instagram account I sent you last night?
Didn't even try.
Oh, my God.
Do you want me to try now?
No, just...
All right, let's see.
Why is it...
I might get distracted with wet mops.
Yeah, don't look at it right now. I just sent you... It's that couple's account that I love so much. I just want you to scroll this account sometime because I think it would be interesting stuff for us to talk about.
It's really overwhelming. Look at all that text. Like PowerPoint 101, don't put 800 words on it.
Well, that's different. It's if you're scrolling.
Oh.
The account is... Yeah,
I'm not downloading Instagram.
You will do it later because I want you to read some of this. It's Couples Counseling for Parents is the Instagram account. And I really love them. And I think they bring up some really cool points that I think you should like scan through.
All right. Put it on the list.
Like conversation thought starters, you know?
For like this thing here or just like general?
Yeah, kind of both.
Okay.
But then for this too. So when we talk about, you know, us fighting over finances.
AKA Annalie berating Ethan.
That's such a lie. That's like the fourth time you've come on here and said that I berated you about something. That's such a lie.
Cut it out. All right, going on.
Admit that you lied.
No, you made me sit on the
because you were stool. You were trying to walk away.
On the entryway.
You were trying to walk
and
away.
And stood over me with a finger of death. For 5 minutes and just waved your finger at me.
You.
And I'm just like, I just was quiet. I was just like, oh my God, she's really mad.
You were trying to walk away from a fight that you instigated.
And the thing is,
that is we're not going to talk about it anymore.
But I was sitting there, I didn't even know what you're mad about. It's like, she's just really mad about something. But I was like, I don't know what she's mad about, but she's pissed about something.
So wait, so you truly didn't know why I was mad?
I just knew you were mad.
But wait.
Truly.
Like you really didn't connect?
No, I didn't connect.
That's insane. Did you understand when you listened to me explain it?
Well, after 5 minutes, yeah, I was like, okay, I could see that.
Do you understand why it would be really infuriating for you to instigate something and then have a negative reaction when I have a negative reaction?
AKA gaslighting. All right, moving on. Today was so nice. 80 degrees.
Yeah, it was beautiful today.
Sunshine. Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah. I've been taking the girls in the backyard with my 9-iron, hitting some practice balls with them, and then they go chase them. It's really fun.
What degree?
I don't know. But I know
range
that
is your 9-iron.
I don't know. I don't know. Don't
I know. I'm trying to think about it now.
But I know that as it gets lower, it gets flatter, more perpendicular.
To the big ball, yes.
To the big ball?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the big ball?
Earth.
Yes. Is that what they call it? Oh my God. Yeah. Let's not.
Always this joke of like you hit the big ball before the little ball.
Do that all the time.
Which you hit the, you know.
You hit the ground?
You hit the earth before mm-hmm. you hit the little ball. But now I'm trying to think. Nine iron, the loft on a nine iron is probably, someone's going to like throw daggers at me, at maybe like 40 degrees.
I'm guessing we just lost half the people who are listening. We're like, yeah, we're going to go look for something else. Is it 40?
Think so.
Maybe I'll memorize them and surprise you one day.
45. Yeah, I think it is like 45's pitching wedge and 50's gap. I got to be within like 30 degrees.
within 30.
All right.
So anyways, great week. I had a really nice night. Was it Wednesday night? I think you had a client dinner with the girls. And so I had them most of the evening and we had such a nice little night together. We made, like Home Chef sent us those Bluey meals.
Oh, yeah.
So we ate, it was like a teriyaki or some kind of like meatballs. But I kept telling the kids like, oh, this is Chili's favorite meal. This is how she makes her meatballs.
To eat it up?
Yeah, they were excited. Oh, I mean, so our little one didn't really eat it, but she at least tried it, you know?
I ate it the next night and Chili's meals were great.
Yeah, it was great, right? Yeah. There's still one more in there. Maybe we can make it. Ooh. Like tomorrow. Should we bring that to the barbecue?
yeah. With the Bluey figurines.
Yeah. And then we played golf in the backyard and then we had like our little snacks at the kitchen counter. It was just such a nice night with them, you know?
Good.
Yeah. I think I needed a good reset with them.
You did. Especially like you one on two where they, you know, give you a little respect and they listen and they have fun.
Yeah. Which I think is hit or miss with me. And then let's see. So we can kind of talk about sleep for like 30 seconds since it's been like the main point of the podcast.
It's been, they're doing great.
Yeah. So I think last week we were saying we were working on dropping her milk at night and she screamed at us the first couple nights. And I sat there with her, like I tried to comfort her and, you know, give her loves and stuff, but she was just so pissed about her milk. And now,
Baba.
Yeah.
Baba.
Yeah. And now she asks like once and then she stops asking and then like lays down and falls asleep. We've gone from an hour and a half bedtime to 15 minutes. Like once we're in the room, not total bedtime routine.
It's like Spirit, you know, where she breaks her horse. We had to break our kid of milk.
That's so sad. But we're giving her physical love instead.
Oh,
like snuggles. Like I'm giving her extra, like I'm laying with her in the crib. You know,
you got in the crib last night.
I did. Yeah. So I get in the crib last night and Ethan leaves to go do something. I'm in the crib. Like I'm trying to get her calmed down.
To go back to bed. What do you mean to do something?
No, I'm in at bedtime.
At bedtime.
Because they were settled down. So Ethan left and I'm snuggling her. And then Ethan comes in. Oh, first off, Ethan's so mad because there's stuffies all over the room again.
Oh, God, I cleaned them all up.
Which is a mistake. If you have a child over the age of two, I mean, they start to take control of their room. There's stuffies that have very specific places that they go. There's like trash that's special. There's rocks everywhere.
Trash, rocks. That one goldfish from 3 months ago that my stuffy, you know, Madeline is eating needs to stay here. Where'd you throw it, Daddy? Did you throw in the trash? Then she like makes me sit down and starts berating me. She's like, did you throw it in the trash, Dad? When did you throw it in the trash? Why would you throw it in the trash?
And you're like, because it's a three-month-old goldfish.
There was moss growing on it, or mold. Mold. Moss. Probably mold. Mold, sorry, moss. It's not a rock in the yard. There was mold growing on it.
Yeah. She's just very, they're just particular. And
well,
Ethan,
then play with them. She's like, doesn't even play with them. They're just like on a pedestal.
Yeah, she just likes them having their own spot. But I think she does play with them because when you cleaned them all up yesterday and put them, we have these stuffy bean bags, which are incredible, and they hold probably 100 stuffed animals. So you can shove them in there. But Ethan cleaned them up without giving her a warning. And she came in there and it was really actually heartbreaking. She was like, they're so special to me. Like they each have their own place. She set them all back up in the row. So anyways, Ethan was all pissed because the kids pulled all the stuffies out of the bean bags. They're all over the ground again. And then our 3-year-old laid them all in the middle of the floor with like corresponding blankies for each of them and would like yell at you if you try to touch them because they're going nine-nine.
How am I supposed to vacuum when I got like 10% of the floor space available?
I know. You do the mom vacuum where you just push it around.
No, that doesn't work because then it sucks up in the bristles stop.
I made a TikTok about that once.
The rotator, whatever, bristles, rotator, I don't know what you call it.
Well, anyways, before you get into
anyways.
Vacuum conversation, next episode we're going to have a dry erase board back here with Ethan showing how the bristles work, engineering.
Well, this just doesn't have enough suction power that it gets a little bit of a doll hair in it and like freezes
it. Do you want me to talk to it about suction power?
Suction power.
Do you get
it? Well, I mean, there's three levels. There's like low. Of course I get it. Seriously. Are you okay?
I mean, your fate, you could at least respond to my funny joke.
Well, of course I get the sexual.
Okay.
Innuendos.
Tough crowd.
In the windows.
Anyways, before we talk about suction power of your vacuum, I was in the crib last night laying with her.
Was this nighttime crib or 3 a.m. crib?
Nighttime crib.
Okay.
She's almost sleeping, so we're all being really quiet. Ethan comes in out of nowhere, like just to check on us. And he's like, hey, babe, the curtains you ordered for the guest room, they're the wrong size. And I'm like,
wrong length.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? Like she's sleeping. What do you mean? And you go on, you're like, yeah. By at least 5 inches. And you're like, with the air conditioner, with the window.
At least by 5 inches.
Oh. I'm not going to laugh at your joke now.
Okay, go on.
Anyways, I was like, Ethan, like wrong. Like, can you wait? Can you wait a second till she's asleep and I'm out of the room? And I do think they're fine. We're not ordering different curtains because I can't find
shorter
ones.
They're the shortest ones you get, yeah.
At least on Amazon. I'm sure I could go look somewhere else, but... Just because I'm like so good at returning things to Amazon, I don't want to order more.
Definitely at least a C minus. I'm trying not to go to the D level. Probably a C minus on the effectiveness of returning shit.
Whatever. You don't even know how to return something. You wouldn't even know what buttons to press.
You go to Foot Locker and you say these shoes don't fit.
What?
With the receipt, and then they say yes sir and they take them back.
Talk about Amazon.
Oh, not Foot Locker.
No.
Yeah, Amazon. I don't know.
Anyways,
I haven't ordered something on Amazon for so long. I logged in on my app today and I had to log back in.
Oh, because it had been so long.
Yeah.
Wow. I've been better at Amazon, don't you think? Don't you think we have? Oh my God, for real.
I have no idea because you get so much like PR stuff that, there's 6 boxes a day. So I don't know what's like.
Okay, I just, there, PR that is such a lie. I maybe get one PR box. I bet I get one or two a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe 4 a month.
So the rest of them are Amazon, is no. What you're saying? Okay, there it is. The other 100 packages a month we get, 4 of them at most are PR. So, I mean, I wasn't setting you up. I mean, you pretty much just like buried yourself there.
Not, okay. I think it ebbs and flows. Like right now, I just got that necklace from Golden May for Mother's Day. Smarty Pants sent a package. I think there's one more out there.
I don't know. I just throw them in.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm just like an elf at Christmas time. I just move them in for Santa.
I know. And then I open them. I take it out. I put it where it goes. I break down the boxes.
And then if it's something I like, I just like sneak it away. Like face moisturizer. I'm like, oh, she won't miss this.
Yeah. I don't know how I got on the Clarins PR list, which is amazing because their stuff is so, so, so nice.
So good.
But it's going to our old house and I've DM'd them on Instagram. And no one will answer me. So it just goes to our old homeowner, and luckily she's really, really sweet. But yeah, whenever we get a package, I don't even get to look at it. Ethan, like, he's like a little fiend, you know.
Oh,
he's
like, just in my, there, get away,
sniffing around,
get away,
yeah, crushing it up. you want some water?
No, I'm just this fucking cough.
I'm sorry.
What are we at in time, baby?
I've been doing about 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Lies.
No, 30 minutes.
Nothing but lies. All right, do people ever get just sick of us bantering back and forth, or is that what people want to hear?
I just think people like different things. I really like a podcast that's just people either like talking casually, or maybe there's some like general topics. But I don't like listening to podcasts where it's like, even I used to love true crime podcasts, and I still do.
I have a true crime story with two mice I had when I was 8 years old, if we ever want to share it on a podcast.
I don't want to hear about animal cruelty.
It wasn't me. It was the mice to each other, but it was true crime with the two mice.
I don't think I want to hear that.
So no true crime. Okay.
Did I ever tell you that I like my first kiss in Michigan?
Oh, yeah.
That I like
the weirdo with the squirrel in the shed or something.
Yeah, that I was like in love with this older guy. He was only a couple years older, but he was like my first kiss. And I found out after the fact that he was like doing some really disturbing things to animals. I think we saw him there when we were in Michigan.
Oh, I don't remember.
And I was like, ugh.
Still there in the UP.
Yeah, I'm glad that you don't get like weird or jealous about past like relationships, you know?
I figure I won.
I remember when were we dating yet before Miami?
We were hanging out.
Yeah, casually.
Casually, yeah.
We weren't like hooking up or anything.
Yeah, just hanging.
Yeah, just hanging. Because I had just gotten out of a 4-year relationship with my ex-boyfriend. And you were very respectful because you knew that I didn't want to jump into anything because my ex-boyfriend had just like dumped me, right?
You got dumped?
Yeah, Ryan dumped me. You knew that.
Oh, I guess I didn't.
Yeah.
What a loser.
Well, I was just about, it was right. Thanks, babe. We were getting ready to drive out to Utah to go see him. And like the night before, he texted me and was like, hey, it's not going to work.
At least before you drove out, right?
No, totally. And I was going to go with my friend Melissa, and I had to call her and be like, hey, I can't go anymore. But I remember I called my mom and dad because I was just like bawling, even though I knew we were going to break up, you know?
Yeah.
And my mom and dad like sat on the, because I was in college, and they sat on the phone with me when I just like cried. It was really sweet. And my dad was like, he better just keep walking. You know?
Like, tough Jeff.
Yeah, yeah.
A tough guy.
Dad's a badass. That was really sweet. But anyways, what were we saying? Oh, you being jealous. So I was like kind of not dating, but I had gone on a couple dates with this guy who was in my engineering school. Remember? And I was like kind of hanging
out
with him.
What's his name? No. You don't have to share names.
I was like kind of hanging out with him and like kind of chatting with Ethan. I was madly in love with Ethan, but didn't really know it yet. And then you said something. This is going to be a terrible story, actually, because I'm telling it terribly. You were going to Miami for a conference, and you were like, why don't you come with me?
The mountain below. Or no.
The cordon bleu.
The cordon bleu.
The chicken wrapped in Swiss.
Yeah. The Fontainebleau bleu.
Yeah, the fancy hotel in Miami.
I'm butchering that, but.
Yeah. But you were going, and we weren't even dating or like hooking up or anything. And you were like, you should, like, why don't you just come? Like, screw it. Come with me. And I was like, I don't know. Like, that's really scary. Like, I don't know if I can just go on a flight with someone to Miami, you know?
No, you were going to meet me there.
Yeah, I was gonna meet you there. But I want to say, you said something really cute. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, I don't know if I can go. I was kind of trying to make you jealous. I was like, I don't know, this other guy in Boulder, like I might have a commitment with him this weekend. And then you were like, okay, great. I was like, I might go get ice cream with him. And you were like, great, like go get ice cream with him. And I was like, oh, you don't care? And you were like, why should I care? You're like, I'm going to take you to Miami while he's taking you to get ice cream. And I was like, oh. I still remember we were sitting on the patio outside of work having lunch together, and I was like,
ice cream or the fountain blah.
That was when we were still in Denver, and I was like, I'm sat.
Mountain blah.
Fountain blah. And then, so then I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go to Miami. We weren't exclusive. And I said, don't expect anything. Get me two different beds because I'm not, you know.
Yeah, totally.
And you were very respectful. And because I was still feeling it out. I didn't want to jump into a relationship. Looking back in hindsight, I'm like, Anna Lee, what were you thinking? You were young. You were in Miami. Like, get crazy, you know? Anyways.
Oh, get crazy in an engineering conference.
Yeah, an engineering conference, yeah.
We get real crazy.
And you guys do get crazy.
I don't.
That I know what group does, the nasty group.
I'm going to that conference soon.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm like 10 o'clock bedtime.
I don't know. Those guys all.
No. not happening. 12 hours of sleep. The best thing about conferences, and I tell everyone at work this, is like I can get 12 hours of sleep.
Everyone else is there, like going to like party, have some free time, and you're like, I'm just going to sleep.
No. Like not 12, 10. We'll take 10. Like 10 to like
you're
6.
You're in bed at 8.
10 to 6, get up, hit the gym.
Yeah, sounds great. I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. But it's not in Miami.
Not in Miami. Boo, but it's all right.
No, but I don't know how we got on this topic, but I was like, okay, I remember I booked a flight. Like, I surprised you. I was like, I'm going to come meet you out there maybe 2 days after you had left.
Daddy's going to pick you up at the airport.
Yeah. I was like, so my older guy I'm dating, because we worked together and you were were you a PM yet?
Professional. I'm trying to think of something that's cool.
Yeah, no, a project manager. I don't know if you, whatever it is, I was a brand new engineer and you were like 10 years older than me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like this cool, hot, older guy who was like the cool guy engineer at the engineering firm. Not hard to do. Yeah.
Thank you. I'll just take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. I fly out early from Denver to Miami and I land.
You do
at
the
like
red eye.
I landed at like 7 a.m.
No, you landed at like 5:30 a.m.
Whatever. I was
Let's
like,
hear your side of the story, and I'll give mine.
I don't remember. This was 12 years ago.
Oh, I remember it night and day.
And I was like, well, I remember flying in, and I was like, oh my God, like my Prince Charming, he's going to pick me up at the airport. This is like maybe the beginning of our love story together. All of these things. And I had said, it's early. Do you want me to get an Uber? I don't mind. I am more than happy to do that. And then I land, and I text him, and I'm like, I'm here. Where are you? And it's dead silent. And so then I text him.
So someone was hungover sleeping in the hotel room.
And I text him again and I'm like, Ethan, should I meet you outside? Should I wait in here? And how long did it take you to call me?
Finish your side of the story, then I'll finish mine.
I don't know. I don't even remember. I just remember being so fucking pissed. And I was like, this asshole. Like, I'm so sorry to cuss. I'm trying not to cuss that much. But I was like, he told me to fly out here. I offered to get an Uber. He's not even responding to me. I just had no idea. We weren't even like boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, I didn't know what to think.
I mean, I almost blew my chances. This might not have been happening right here. 100%. This podcast, kids.
I don't know if I called my mom or not.
Oh, you did. You almost got a return flight home.
I think I was like, I'm going to get on a flight. Like, screw this. I'm going to go home. But then you called me and you were like, I'm so sorry. And then I got an Uber and I went there. Right? What's your side?
Oh, my story's so much better. So I went out the day before, right?
Yeah, with like Mark and
with
everyone.
With Mark, yeah.
Who's one of our
guy.
Favorite
yeah,
senior
love Mark.
Engineers.
And his daughter lives in Miami. And so Mark and I went out with his daughter and Hall.
Whitney,
yeah. And all
what
their
Whitney
friends.
Whitney listens to the podcast.
I don't know, but we I went out her. With them and you know, they took us to the local bars and shocker, we were having too much fun and drank too much.
You got hammered.
Yeah, we were playing pool. I don't even know what we were doing, but we were all these different bars were probably at one. And then I set my alarm and everything. And I just remember like waking up because I swear you were like landing at 5:30. I
you
remember
set your alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just remember waking up and just like the and I was like, what time is it? And I look at it and it's like 6:30 and I'm like, oh my God, like just immediate pit in your stomach, right? And I look at my phone and all these missed calls and texts and everything. And so then I remember calling you and I was like, where are you? And you're like, I'm in a cab on my way there. Where have you been? What like not berating me.
No,
but
I wasn't mean. I wasn't mad. I was sad.
You were
sad.
You
gotta stop saying that I berate you.
But this is like the highlight of this whole story. So then I remember like going downstairs, getting myself together. Going downstairs at the base of the hotel, the lobby of the hotel at 6:30 a.m. And there were still people in line for the club. Oh. And like there was like 50 people in line for something.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, what are you guys in line for? They're like, oh, to get into the club. Oh. And I'm like looking at my watch. And I'm like, I'm hungover. And it's at this time, it's probably 6:30. What are you doing?
I honestly can't talk about that. That makes me want to throw up. That just makes me think about like our old party days. Yeah. And when you just stay up and party and like, ugh.
Yeah. So then I was like, wow, that's crazy. And then I saw you and it all worked out.
It did all work out.
Obviously. I felt so bad. I tell this story all the time.
Oh, do you really? I didn't know you told it all the time.
I think I told that story like 2 weeks ago.
To who?
I don't know.
Oh, that's so funny. I haven't thought about that story for a long time. No,
that's my go-to story. Oh, yeah.
And you still got me somehow.
Oh, I felt so like, you know, like it's in the movies, but you know, when you wake up and the alarm is going off and you're like, oh, it's time to get up. And like, you're in a daze and you're like, what time is it? And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm sorry, but
nah,
I should have just Ubered. I mean,
you did Uber.
I know, but like I should have.
That was like pre-Uber days. You took a taxi, I think.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't think it was Ubers.
Were there not Ubers 12 years ago?
I don't think so. That was taxi, baby.
Yeah, you're probably right. The guy was so nice to my taxi. I was like, yeah, I was supposed to meet this guy. And he ditched me. The cab driver was like, what? Are you crazy? He's like, you're still going to go meet him?
Sure, it's the first time I heard that story. Yeah, especially in Miami, right?
Miami airport, yeah.
Like, yeah, his name's Pitbull. Yeah.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. We got a big connection. Have you ever heard of him? Yeah. I don't know, but like he's definitely like my future husband.
Yeah, probably. Man.
God, remember when we went for a run on the boardwalk and it was so hot and so humid.
Yeah.
I made it like I was in decent shape.
Yeah, right.
I was in decent.
No, you were in like tip top shape.
I was in tip top shape.
Yeah.
And like we ran 2 miles in the humidity. In the middle of summer in Miami on the boardwalk. And I was like, I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
I said, you go. And I walked home.
I think I only ran a little bit further.
You ran a little bit.
I started walking too. It was so hard.
And you caught me on the back end. And I was just like, fuck this. Like, it was awful.
Yeah. Yeah. That was back in my days where I like had to get a hard workout in every single day of vacation or else, you know? I'm glad we don't live life like that anymore.
I'm just happy with a walk.
I love a nice walk.
Give me a 30-minute walk in the morning, no kids.
Yeah, there was this TikTok trend a few months ago that was like, it would just be a video of someone, you know, cooking or something. But the text over the screen would be like somewhere along the way, like Orange Theory turned into
somewhere
walks.
Along the waves.
Yeah, good job, babe. Somewhere along the waves, like Orange Theory turned into walks. Like macro counting turned into homemade pasta, like just saying like we all like I kind of chilled out, you know, saying if you used to be super, super crazy about that stuff, eventually you kind of settled down a little bit and found a more like balanced lifestyle, you know, theoretically.
Yeah.
All right. are you going to say something? Because I wanted to say something that someone messaged me.
How much time do we have left?
I don't know, baby. We can go all night.
No. All night long.
Oh, or did you do fantasy? Did you do March Madness?
No.
Why not?
I'm not expressing why not. Next subject.
Was there not a one at work?
There was one. And I won it last year, but I didn't do it this year.
Why not?
All right, move on. Next subject. Because I can't change my screen name, and it's an appropriate screen name. From like 10 years ago, and I don't even know where it came from or how it got there, but every time I log in, it's like, Ethan, aka something, and I'm like, oh what? My God, no, we're not doing it. Go on, move on. And I'm just done. This is just a sign that I should,
because right,
I'm
all
terrible
right.
at gambling. I don't gamble a lot, because every time I gamble, like every 2 years, I'll gamble like $100 or $200, and like my initial gamble, I'll win, and then the next like 10, I lose. And I'm not losing money. Well, I am losing money. I'm losing the $100 or whatever I put in. But I'm just walking away from gambling.
No, that's good. That's good.
Okay, questions. Are you
saying? Okay. This person, I got a DM from this really sweet gal who said that she is really loving our posts and our podcast.
Okay.
To go back to people listening to someone banter. Oh, we never finished our, you asked me like 20 minutes ago about bantering podcasts. And then I was gonna tell you that I used to really like true crime. And outside of the fact that I can't really listen to it anymore because I'm like a baby now. Oh my gosh, you can relax. Can you sit normal?
No, go on.
Is that it's hard for me to listen to true crime because like I can't.
Up and out, up and out.
Up and out.
Up and out.
just relax. Because I can't follow like a serious storyline on podcasts anymore. Because I'm like multitasking. I kind of zone in and out, you know? So that's why I like the banter podcast. That's the answer to your question from 20 minutes ago.
So others like it?
I think this type of podcast probably drives some people up the wall. You?
I think it would.
Why?
I like NPR, CPR. I want facts. I want details.
You don't think you'd like our podcast?
I love our podcast.
Oh my God. For real?
No, I love our podcast.
You wouldn't listen to us talk?
I love it. I've listened to the first one.
We still need to do a trailer.
Like an action one?
Yeah.
Michael Scorn.
Yeah, Michael Scorn. Anyways, she said, I wanted to pitch an idea for a podcast episode. I think it could be great for newer moms like myself if you and your husband were to touch on how mom guilt affected you in the beginning and kind of how you kind of handle it now.
Mom guilt.
Yeah.
What's mom guilt?
What?
I'm asking a question. What's mom guilt?
You don't know what mom guilt is?
No, I'm asking it to you.
Oh,
to explain it to our listeners.
I think everyone who's listening knows what mom guilt is. Do you know what mom guilt is?
Just like in three bullet points. And just like three bullet points.
Do you not
let our users know what mom guilt is? Just for the folks out there that, you know, like they need a refresher.
Why don't you explain it to me like I'm five? I'll throw you that bone in a second. But she said, touch on the aspect of how it doesn't always necessarily have to come from an outside source, how a lot of times it's you being your own worst enemy and how to navigate that. I sent this to you days ago so you could read it.
Yeah, definitely did and digested it.
What do you think? Do you
want me to pull up my notes?
No. Do you know what mom guilt is?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just like moms feeling guilty about. Let me think about the best way to approach this. Moms feeling guilty about like not snuggling their children or not putting them to bed or not giving them a love. I don't know. I'm struggling here.
Do you ever have dad guilt?
Do I ever have dad guilt?
Not to like put genders to them, but
I mean. Yeah, I mean, you don't get to see your kids all that often. Okay, let me back up. So yeah, our kids and a lot of people's kids are in school Monday through Friday during work hours, right? So mornings, like business, get up, get ready, let's make breakfast. Evening, same thing. Like now that it's summer, I love it. Sorry. Now that it's summer, I love it because go to the park, you get to play more.
After school,
and it's much better now than winter. But yeah, you're not getting a lot of engagement
time,
right? So
that's what comes to mind when you think dad guilt.
Well, I'm not done yet.
Oh.
It's just like there's limited time like during the work week. And so sometimes on the weekends when we're doing things or I get frustrated or I'm like, I need like a break or whatever. Yeah, I get dad guilt because it's like, you know what? Like you're not really getting the quality time with your kids during the week. Now I am at the park, which I love the park. Playing in like the street. Yeah. Cause I mean, I want to be out there doing stuff, you know,
playing with them.
Yeah. I love coloring and all that stuff, but I'd rather just be outside playing. And so it's easier now, but yeah, I get dad guilt cause you just start, sometimes you're like, I don't get all that time with my kids that I feel bad that I'm like, hey, I need 2 hours of my own time on Saturday.
Yeah. I think that was a really like, I think you did a really good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. I think that's really similar to mom guilt. People will say like for instance, I was supposed to go to a hotel this week and I didn't go because I felt guilty for just going and sitting in a room by myself, even though now that I say it back, I'm like, you dumb bitch. Like, like, why didn't you go stay in a hotel? But I was like, what's the point? Like, I don't have any plans. It was kind of last minute.
What's that rap song? Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn by Chingy.
Wow. On it. Jeez.
Chingy is one of the most underrated.
I thought we were going to fight through that. Like, not fight, but like. Spend 2 minutes it's figuring out that song.
I had that album, Chingy's album on CD.
Continue.
Anyways, I would have felt guilty for spending time away from my kids to just go be alone, you know? Like some people feel guilty for going on a date night and getting a babysitter, or you feel guilty when you're not as like present or calm with your kids. Like sometimes if I have a really hard day with them at night when I'm looking back at photos, I'm like, ugh, like I feel so bad that I wasn't like the best version of myself as a mom that day. Do you ever feel like that? Or do you have like no regrets?
kind of just
no regrets.
Just kind of look forward. But no, I think we all do. I mean, anyone that cares does, right?
I guess I'll say this to kind of answer her question, and she's probably gonna listen to this and be like, "God, you guys suck. You didn't even like touch. We just listened to Ethan define it."
Well, blame it on me. I'm starting to get low functioning and battery power running low. Oh. What time are we at?
We're at 50 minutes.
Battery power running.
I feel like Ethan's kind of starting to like really enjoy the podcast.
I love it.
Don't lie to me.
Here, hold on. Take your finger and point it at me first and say, don't fucking lie to me.
I don't talk to you like that.
No, it's just a joke.
Ethan, I don't talk to you.
You do not. Okay. I like the podcast. I mean, I've been doing it for like, what, 16 weeks now?
Five.
Oh.
This is either six or seven.
Okay.
I think this is. I want to know if this is the same for you. When I first had a baby and became a mom, I had a lot of guilt about doing things for myself or ever leaving the house without my baby, especially when I was nursing and with bottles and all of that. But it was really hard to make time for myself. I would even feel guilty like putting her down for a nap so I could work out, you know? But as I've become a more seasoned mom, which I've only been doing it for 5 years, so I'm not an expert, I think I've let go of a lot of that guilt because I really do realize that me getting time for myself makes me a better person and it makes me a more patient mom in the long run. So it's like actually really good for my kids to see me taking breaks or to see me like, you know, dream big, have a hobby one day, you know, to like for them to see me doing these things because then I come back more like patient and kind of more like well-rounded. And I think it's better for all of us. So I don't feel guilty about taking breaks as much anymore. You're not even listening to me, are you?
Of course I'm listening.
Okay. But now I feel more guilty about when I like screw up, like when I'm my own worst enemy and I yell at my kids or I'm like, I'm really short with them. Like when I lose my temper with them, that's when I feel incredibly guilty now.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
It's so rewarding, like the first yell. Like, but it's not even the first yell. It's like, I've asked you four times to do this. And on the fifth time, you're like, I'm going to raise my voice. And by the sixth time, you're like, get your shoes on. I'm not going to ask again.
I know. But do you, like when we have hard mornings, do you feel guilty afterwards? Or does it not even process in your brain?
I don't feel guilty, no.
That's so interesting.
No, I'm trying to get my kids up, dressed, fed. Lunch is packed.
Yeah, you
school.
Have like no bandwidth to feel bad about it later.
You and I getting ready. No, no. Oh, I'm so sorry. You had a good hot meal and you have clean clothes that I'm putting on you. And I'm letting you go to, I'm letting you drive on my lap to school. Yeah. And
it's less than a block away.
Yeah, it's less than, it's like, no, like,
yeah,
no, I don't feel bad. If anything, I'm like, get your ass in school. I got to get to work, girl.
That's really interesting.
No, I don't feel bad.
What about on nights when you lose it?
I do feel bad in the nights when I'm like.
Like those few nights where you've lost it.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm just like, they're tired. They don't understand. Like they're. Yeah. No, I feel bad at nights for sure. But yeah. In the mornings, I'm like, no, get your shoes on, get your socks on.
I know.
Get in the car. Let's go.
I know.
And they love school. So it's, they're like, I don't want to go to school today. And it's like, why? You love school.
What do you do when you feel guilty after, like if you lose it at night? Because I think this week was really good. But last week, I think you had some really hard nights.
Give some loves, kisses, snuggle them.
Yeah. You say sorry?
Talk to you. Yeah. Say sorry.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh!
I asked you a question.
Ask me a question back. Well, I've made lots of videos about I say sorry and explain to them that I lost control of my emotions. Like I'm still learning how to manage my emotions, and I ask them if I can like do it over sometimes. Sometimes with our 5 year old, I tell her like, can we try that again? You know, and like hit reset and start it over. And she's really sweet about it. But I still feel really, really guilty. But one thing that has really helped me is at my core, I know that I'm a good mom, you know, and I know that I really love them and I really care and I really want to do the best that I can. So even though I mess up all the time, what?
Just listening. Go, continue.
Even though I mess up all the time and I lose it on them way more than I would like to admit, I apologize and I just tell myself, even though I feel guilty, that at my core, I'm a really good mom and I love them and I'm doing the best that I can. And I know that.
You are a good mama.
Thank you. And also, really quick, I think it is kind of good. I didn't think this at first, but I've made a few videos online about when I lose it, I feel really guilty. It's like a terrible feeling, right? And I always say sorry. And I think that's what's important for them to see that like conflict resolution and to see you apologize.
Agreed.
But I've had some conversations with people who comment and say they think it's actually really good for kids to see you express emotion like that and to get frustrated and to kind of see that arc of how, you know, mommy's not perfect and I lost control, but to come back around and like apologize, but to be able to show them that we're not scared of big emotions and that, you know.
Yeah, but we've done that from day one.
I know. No, we have done that from day one.
We've lived that way with them and practiced that with them since day one.
Totally. I just never thought about it as in like, oh, maybe it is good for them to see that I lose it sometimes. Maybe it's good for them to see that. I'm not just like a perfect robot.
It's good to see them that mommy cries twice a day.
Suck a big fan.
No, you're very emotional in a good way.
I don't cry twice a day.
Once a day.
Have I cried today?
Let me see. Tear.
Did
tear.
I cry yesterday?
Here, think about this.
Did I cry yesterday?
I don't know, but
no. Oh, you seem to have good tabs on it. Did I cry yesterday?
You are very emotional, and I think
did
it's good.
Did I cry yesterday?
No, I think you've moved to the dark side.
False. I cried last night at 10 p.m. while we were getting ready
get
for bed.
Get in that chair while I chastise you. You're going to look at my finger for 10 minutes while I tell you everything I'm mad about. No, you moved into like a dictator. I like it.
I cried last night when we were getting ready for bed, remember? You were like, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm just so stressed about work.
Oh, yeah.
I'm such a failure.
You did. And I told you you're not a failure.
You did. Thank you.
Good times.
Well, we didn't even talk about birth stories.
Yeah. Till next time. Don't worry. We have 684 more episodes to go over the next 10 years, so you'll get all the stories.
Yeah, I wonder if I know there's at least one person who messaged me and was like, please do birth stories on the podcast. So we need to do that. It's just...
Do you want me to give like a 30-second birth story? The sure. Highlights?
Sure.
Dark and stormy night. Big storm of 2021 was mm-hmm. heading in. Mm-hmm. The little one was on her way. We had everyone at the house.
Wow.
Snow was coming down.
Arose such a clatter.
And in the long run, we just wanted a pizza after everything.
That was a beautiful birth story.
And then you threw up on me. The baby came out and a tree branch fell on the house and no pizza.
Me throwing up on you is probably one of my favorite stories. That's the story that I tell all the time. Whenever people are sharing birth stories, I wait. I don't insert myself. But as soon as someone says, "Oh, Anna Lee, what was your birth?" I go, "Okay, well, in 2021, I had a home birth, and here was this really cool thing that happened with me throwing up."
And then the baby came.
Yeah, but it's really cool.
Yeah, I think it's just a little throw up. Who cares?
Well, what time are we at? I really do want to like talk about the birth stories. Do you?
How's my haircut look?
It looks really nice. I wish they would have left it a little longer on top, but you look really handsome.
I agree.
I was checking you out when you were talking to the construction guys out front. You look so hot. Like you got your shorts on. You got your big guns.
I was like, is that a 3-foot cone or a 6-foot cone you're putting in front of my house?
Seriously?
No.
I was like, what's a 6-foot cone?
It's just a cone.
Is that a regulation per ASCE traffic?
Manual traffic.
I'm gonna need to see your traffic plans.
It's manual traffic and uniform code, blah, 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 blah.
ASHTO?
I don't know. ASHTO?
Yeah, what is ASHTO?
That's where your toe burns off and it just becomes an ash. I don't know.
No, what manual is that?
American Association of Safety and Highway Traffic. I don't know. I'm making that up.
I thought it was traffic. That's why.
All right, let's wrap this baby up. Oh. 6:59, baby.
Okay, I know you need to make your tea time.
Do you think I can call?
While you're on the podcast? Okay. Should I save my cool story for when we do birth stories?
We got good birth stories.
But about like me hold on. Puking on you. Sorry for anyone who's like what is it, agoraphobe? Which one is it when you're afraid of throwing up? Okay, I guess I'll wait to tell you since I'm losing Ethan to booking his tea time.
I still call to book a tea time. I want to talk to someone, you know. Hey, Tim, can I book for next Friday for 9 holes?
Sure.
You just got me so excited about talking about birth, and now we can't talk about it anymore.
Well, no one wants to listen to us for like 90 minutes.
No, I know. I know we got to go get the girls too. I'm just...
If you like pina colada.
Anyways. I love you. Say thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Do you have an outro? Should I say follow Ethan at whatever your fantasy football username is?
No. Follow Ethan at wetmopvac.
Great. So then you can follow me at AnnaLee15 on Instagram. What am I on TikTok?
I have no idea.
AnnaLeeGrace15. We should have a restock of a bunch of Along the Way stuff coming hopefully next Friday. Hopefully all the t-shirts will be back next Friday.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. Plus, we're doing the I Am Safe design on a t-shirt. I know.
That's a good date.
That was a nice little date.
Thank you. It's like the awkward goodbye.
All right. We will see you next week.